So we're just going to relax and breathe. Taking a quiet moment to give ourselves permission to relax. What an incredible gift that is. To just breathe and relax. Maybe breathing into our heart space. Just 3 slow deep breaths is all it takes to remind our bodies that we're safe, that we're in a good place to relax, that all is truly well here. Just 3 slow deep breaths begins to change our body chemistry to a more endorphin-based metabolism, allowing ourselves to feel the love that exists always at the center of our being, allowing ourselves to feel the peace that underlies all of the activity. So grateful for this simple act of breathing consciously in order to relax. Such a gift to recognize how simple it can be to shift the energy, to acknowledge the love and the peace, maybe to open our hearts to the love that our inner being directs to us all the time, in every moment, every day. There is this beautiful, infinite, eternal presence that focuses his or her or their attention on us with a deep sense of loving appreciation, helping us all the time, orchestrating rendezvous and experiences and impulses and new ideas and well-being. Our inner beings are such an incredible gift that is ever, ever present for us. That is all there is. That beautiful light of spirit is available to us right now. I give thanks for the beauty and the harmony and the grace that we can feel in this space. And I turn to some quotes from Abraham from the 12/28/21 workshop, which was last week. Abraham talked about trending deliberately. Trending deliberately. And they said that's what Esther has decided to do in a more emphatic way, because thoughts come across her mind introduced by a lot of things, sometimes from memory, sometimes from thought patterns that she's following, often from outside stimulation. They've mentioned conversations with other people or television, and said she's decided to tighten up her trending by not being sloppy in her thinking. And so, skipping to later in the workshop, someone asked about having a panic attack. And Abraham said, a panic attack simply means I've been sloppy in my thinking. It could be just a little bit of anxiety or worry or fear or anger too. Whatever causes negative emotion is an indicator that we've been sloppy in our thinking. And Abraham went on to say, it means I've been trending indeliberately. I've been trending indeliberately, but nevertheless, I've been trending. Well, what's the remedy then? Trend more deliberately. So we want you to feel this with us, to listen about Esther and the process she's been playing with for a couple of weeks. They described creating an inactive box to work with in harmony with our creation box. And they said, get a box with a slit in it and get some cards, and you can write down something you're thinking about that you would like to deactivate or make inactive. And they said, trending deliberately means putting a card in the inactive box. That decision of putting in a card, meaning a concept or a statement or an intention, in the inactive box or the creation box, is deliberate trending. This is something I do not want, therefore I'm deactivating it and dropping it into the inactive box, and I'm doing it on purpose. And why? Because I no longer wish for this to be active in my vibration. So I'm writing it down, which you could make a case for might be increasing it for a moment. But then the next action of dropping it into a box, into a dark spot, into a dark hole, where it's not out in the light, where it's not on the tip of her tongue. Esther doesn't have to drop those things in a box very long before, when she thinks about them, she can now make a different choice. This inactive box, creation box relationship will cause you to be a deliberate creator. Because we don't want to hear from you anymore. I can't do anything about it. We don't want you to feel like that. Let's drop that in the inactive box. You are a capable creator, and you can be or do or have anything that you choose. You just have to decide what it is and begin to deliberately trend in that way. And be aware when you aren't trending that way, because airtime is airtime. Airtime is practice time. Saying the words is practicing it. Saying the words is making it more likely that it will come again. Your world often warns you about things by stating the drama and trauma of things, holding you in attention long enough that you get a seed in the ground and some trending going. And Abraham said, we don't want it to be hard, but we want it to be conscious, and we want it to be deliberate, and we want it to be purposeful. Because until you decide you're going to do it on purpose, you're not going to do it on purpose. You're going to be like most people and have knee-jerk responses to what's going on around you. We don't know anybody who is creating through knee-jerk responses who are living the life they want. In fact, they are profoundly, without exception, living the life they don't want. Knee-jerk responses are dramatic, traumatic, and that's what you're practicing. And so they are wanting us to tell stories that take us in the direction we want to go. They want us to feel powerfully within ourselves that we can begin deliberately trending and catch the spirit of our inner being's deliberate trending, and that the ease of positive trending will begin to be recognized by you. Sometimes when you're on the lower half of the emotional scale, it's a struggle up the scale when you're reaching for relief from those lower vibrations. But once you get into the upper half of the scale, it calls you. It gives you wings, it brings you thoughts that please. It activates your senses. In other words, once you tip ever so softly into more deliberate thinking and feeling and deliberate creation, you'll discover what true leverage is. Discovering true leverage, that's exciting to me. So that's what we're going to practice here. And I'm going to use what Abraham did yesterday in the workshop. They spent the vast majority of the workshop yesterday talking to people about what they could be putting in their inactive box. And as I've been talking to people the last 2 weeks, I've been saying, every time you put something in your inactive box, put 4 or 5 things that are opposite in your creation box. So in this time that we spend together, I'm going to tell you about some of the things they suggested putting in the inactive box. And then I'm going to just experiment with what you could put in the creation box that might feel better. So we get a little practice on what deliberate trending could look like. And that feels fun to me, so I hope it's fun for you. And they started using a phrase yesterday that I just loved. They talked about putting something in the inactive box by saying, render it inactive. Render it inactive. What a cool phrase. So when they said something, they said, write down on the card, doubt about money. And then they said, render it inactive by dropping it into your inactive box. And Marcia suggested that using a Kleenex box as our inactive box would make it very easy to do. And so that's what I've been using, and it's already got a slit in the top, and it's much less conspicuous than the banker's box that Esther is using. So I really like the inactive box. And Esther's using business cards, but I'm using just little slips of pink paper that I cut out of big sheets of pink paper. And I find that I don't need more than that. I can write on one side most of my thoughts I want to make inactive, or both sides if I need both sides. So that's what I've been using. And as I listened to Abraham yesterday, and as I've been doing this process myself, I do the one to put in the inactive box, and then I try to get on a roll of what we could say in the creation box. So let's try that. The first one they dealt with was render inactive doubt about money. So let's put doubt about money in our imaginations into our inactive box. And in our imaginations, just settle in for a moment and say, well, that's what I don't want. What is it I do want? I like the idea of feeling confident about money. Write that and put it in my creation box. I like the idea of feeling relaxed about my finances. I like that idea. I could put that in my creation box. I like the idea of financial freedom. Oh, there's joy in financial freedom. That feels really good. I'm going to put financial freedom in my creation box. So that's 3. What else could I put in my creation box? Money to spend, to save, to give, and to invest. That feels good. I'm going to put that. Plenty of money to spend and save and give and invest. Yeah, that can go in my creation box. I like that idea. So how about another thought that Abraham talked in response to a questioner? This person talked about healing. And so Abraham said, on your little slip of paper, render inactive by writing down concern about my physical well-being. And drop it softly into your inactive box. that's been rendered inactive. What do I want to feel instead? What would be the opposite of concern or worry? Well, the opposite would be confidence, feeling confident about my physical well-being. And one of the tricks I've found is that if I bring my inner being into anything, that it always takes me to the upper half of the emotional scale. So when I think about health, I think about my inner being's got my back. My inner being is ever orchestrating well-being. And recently, Abraham talked about our cellular consciousness and how our cells are always in close contact with our inner being. And the only reason that we aren't perfectly healthy all the time is that we have resistant thoughts that get in the way of that energy. And so I could put in my creation box, relaxing into well-being and letting my inner being take care of my cells for me. Oh, that feels good. My inner being knows what's necessary. I can't orchestrate the chemistry of my body or the cell multiplication in this place or that place, but my inner being knows how. And I can write on a card, my inner being knows. Oh, I love that thought. I can trust what my inner being knows to do. I can trust in well-being. All of those thoughts feel really good to me, and any thought that feels really good to me is in alignment with my inner being and is a really good choice of something to put in my creation box. So there we have four or five ones on that subject. Here's another one. Knee-jerk reactions. Abraham said, here's several to put in your inactive box. Self-criticism, knee-jerk reactions, and making stuff up that feels bad. Making stuff up that feels bad goes in the inactive box. So what goes in the creation box? Let's start with self-criticism. The opposite of self-criticism is self-appreciation. And maybe if I'm in the middle of being judgmental about myself, it's hard to get to self-appreciation. But Abraham says that step five is being kind to yourself when you're back in step one. And in my life, I have known a lot about being kind to other people. I really like the idea of being kind to other people. So I find it's much easier for me to get to be kind to myself than it is to appreciate myself when I'm in a state of criticism. So being kind to myself can go in my creation box. Seeing myself the way my inner being sees me can go in my creation box, because I know that my inner being adores me. Abraham says there is never a time when my inner being and your inner being and our inner beings criticize us or judge us in any way. They always love us. So we can say that the opposite of self-criticism would be to see ourselves the way our inner beings see us, in that warm, loving, happy space that has no resistance in it. That's a really, really useful thing. The other thing they suggested we put in on our active box is knee-jerk responses. And sometimes when somebody says something, it just brings up all kinds of stuff. Abraham says your buttons are pushable and your goat is gettable. And you want to make your goat ungettable and your buttons unpushable. So we're going to write knee-jerk response on the card for our inactive box. Drop it softly in the box. I'm willing to let go of those knee-jerk responses. But what's the opposite? Something happens and I'm feeling triggered. What can I do? Well, one thing I can do, and I can write this on my card for my creation box, is take 3 slow, deep breaths when I'm triggered. I like that thought. And Abraham says that we can put ourselves in time out. Don't you love that idea? Put yourself in time out to get back in alignment. So in my creation box, I can say, when I don't feel good, I can put myself in time out and return to my feeling of joy and alignment. That feels really good to me. That's putting the priority where the power is. The power is in our alignment. So I love that idea. And moving beyond those knee-jerk responses means to think before I speak. So I put that in my creation box too. To think about what's important before I respond to what's going on here now. And so much in my life, I can see that what's important is unconditional love and staying in alignment. So if I think about what's important, whatever this is that rattled my cage today is not as important as the power and leverage of being in alignment. So I can let go a little more. Another thing that Abraham talked about is confusion. We can put confusion in the inactive box. I don't want to be confused. I am going to render inactive the idea that I am confused. And so then I get to think about what to put in my creation box. And what I want in my creation box is clarity. I love feeling clear. I love being receptive to my inner being's ideas. I love remembering that there is always that within me that knows. I don't have to know. I just have to get quiet and listen. My inner being always knows. I can move beyond confusion by just putting myself in time out again and coming back into alignment and letting my inner being guide me. For my inner being knows my path of least resistance in every moment. There is never a time when my inner being doesn't know my perfect next step and is ever saying, come, beloved, come this way. Come this way. And so as I allow myself to just relax and breathe, not get caught up in the moment, but simply return to that beautiful space of peace within, I can listen and hear the answer to the question that I broadcast to the universe with my rocket of desire from not having clarity in a moment. Clarity has been placed in abundance in my vortex, and I can allow it in. As we think about all of these things that Abraham talked about with the people that they spoke to on the workshop, there is always something we can see that's the opposite of what we wanted to drop in the inactive box. And we can begin that process of deliberately trending by putting 4 or 5 or 10 or 20 opposite thoughts in our creation box. And Abraham said that sometimes you have to put that thought a number of times in your inactive box before the trending stops. But if you can just allow yourself to breathe and relax and say, okay, that's what I don't want. What is it I do want? You can allow your inner being to give you some ideas. Recently, they talked about the idea that there is a thought vortex. I love the idea of a thought vortex. Our inner beings are ever there tending the best possible thoughts for us. What a gift that is in our lives. So our time is up, and we want to simply stretch a little bit. Stretch a little bit and remember that we are ever loved. It is good to be us. And just feel good and feel grateful. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and smile at all these beautiful faces on the screen in front of us. Life is good, and so it is.